This is Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast with me, Sarah Maloof. Join me as I chat with fitness gurus, business owners, wellness experts, and other inspiring individuals as together we dive into what it means to live well. Hey, y'all. Hope everyone's doing well. And if you're listening to this in live time, I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. I am feeling all the love. Thank you for everyone who sent a birthday message. And thank you for the support and love shown to SarahMaloof.com. If you have not yet heard, we have a website. I'm so official. This has been a long time coming. I had one way back when, and it wasn't exactly what I wanted or needed, and I let that slide. And so now here we are, SarahMaloof.com. It is one hub, so this is going to be easy. If any of you are looking for a past recipe or podcast episode, you don't have to go and scroll and scroll and scroll. You can just search there on the site. And I also now have a blog, which is fun. I love to write. I've always loved to write. And this is another way to express myself. And I hope it resonates with and connects with several of you. So far, we have 4 entries. I'm going to continue to update those. They're really, right now, spiritually based, mental health driven. I just wanted to focus on all forms of wellness through the blog. So some of these entries will be more on the physical cliche aspect of wellness, food, diet, exercise, all of that. And then we're really going to get into, like I mentioned, the deeper stuff, the spiritual, the mental health. I'm an open book for the most part, not totally, but I like to talk about things that matter and conversations that move the needle, hopefully, in your life. I know talking things out and getting input and advice from others in this regard, it helps me grow as a person. And so that's the hope for this, that we can continue the conversation. And if you have any suggestions for content you want to see, as always, on the Instagram or the podcast or now on the website, please don't hesitate to reach out on Instagram or shoot me an email and let me know. But as always, with these short and sweet solo episodes, I pretty much just get on the mic and talk through what I'm going through and what's been on my mind. And it's like a walking, talking, not, you know what I'm trying to say. And basically, this is like an audio journal for me in a sense, but I don't talk about things unless I assume or hope that maybe some of you can get something out of it, learn something, or at least feel seen or understood a little bit more. So I've been talking a good bit lately, if you have read the blog at all or if you follow me on Instagram, about this idea of kind of being enough. So I think that as humans, or I know that as humans, it's in our nature, it's our natural tendency to be selfish. And I don't even mean that as a bad or a good thing. It just is, right? I mean, it's human nature. So why am I saying this? Well, because of our selfish tendency, just being what it is. Again, I'm not trying to condone selfishness. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, nothing like that. But because we tend to think about ourselves more often than not, we become the center of our worlds. And we can work on being more selfless, but even then, a lot of times I'll catch myself doing something for someone, and there is a little bit of selfish motivation there, because it's like, well, if I do this, it'll make me feel good, right? So we put ourselves at the center of our worlds, and then we depend on ourselves for a lot. We think that if we work a certain amount or don't work a certain amount, maybe vacation enough or fill in the blank, we find these things that we can do or not do, believe or not believe, act upon, not act upon, that drive us in a way and make us feel some sort of temporary fulfillment. And when we feel a lack thereof, we often feel really down. So I'm trying to round this out to how I've been feeling lately. There are days where I feel completely overwhelmed with work, with personal life, travel, all good things, but it just becomes a lot. And then I realize maybe I need a break, maybe I need a rest. And then I get anxious on the flip side when I take that rest because I'm not doing, I'm not performing, I'm not going, meeting a standard. Well, we can look at that a couple different ways, but really the root of that even is selfishness, because it's like, who am I to think that the world will stop turning and people will be so concerned if I take a couple hours or a day or a couple days or whatever to myself to rest and recharge? And then that goes back to the idea that, again, we can perform and we are driven by self-motivation and what we can do and who we are and how well we measure up. And whether or not we want to admit it, the reality is that our society has created this culture where we really are ranked and reviewed, and I guess we find value in, from not only internally but externally, validation from others on our performance and how well we show up and what we can do. And that is, of course, I think, driven a lot by social media and what we see and what we think we should be doing, in quotes, compared to what other people are doing. And then a lot of it's just in our head. We've created this hustle culture for ourselves. We are in this go, go, go mentality, or we're always running anxious for whatever reason. And I started thinking this whole idea of performance and being enough and just whatever comparison we might be experiencing and self-doubt, self-anxiousness, whatever it might be for you. A lot of that comes from this idea that we are made for that. It's like we've convinced ourselves that we are made to be our own God, to perform to a certain level and do enough to achieve happiness or rest or a future for ourselves, even like value, like I mentioned earlier. And it's just so not true. We weren't created for that. And what I think we were created for, and we were given that sense, we were actually intentionally given that drive for enoughness and for satisfaction. But what it was ultimately to be fulfilled with was relationships, most importantly, a relationship with God. That is where I think I personally can find my ultimate satisfaction and contentment. Relationships with others, personal, interpersonal relationships, really growing and strengthening your marriage or your friendships or your family relationships. And if you really want to get to the nitty-gritty of it and even take some of the spirituality out of it and just look at it as fact, let's go back hundreds of years ago. Hundreds of years ago, humans were still humans with human nature and desires and tendencies. But back then, we did not have the workplace structure that we have now. We did not have cell phones. We did not have social media. We did not have even books to the extent we have now. Of course, people have always been writing, but these mass manufacturers and publishers of books, all this access, we did not have TV, all this access to outside knowledge or entertainment or comparison, none of that was there. None of that structure of what we look at work with this 8-to-5 schedule many of us work off of, or if it's not 8-to-5, I know it's for some of us crazy other hours for entrepreneurs or self-starters, whatever industry you might be in, we've all felt the anxiety and pressure that comes with work, that comes with comparisonitis, so to say. So really, we were not made for that. Because if we were made to fill those needs with those outside factors, we would have had access to these things way back when. But what we always have had access to is a relationship with God, a relationship with self, and a relationship to others. We have these holes in our lives, in our hearts, in our souls that were meant to be filled by things that are not from materialistic items, that are not from achievement or what we can do and how well we can perform. We as humans have this relational drive within us, and we always have and we always will, to seek something bigger and outside of ourselves that can ultimately be fulfilled by God, to have connection and meaning in your relationships, and to make some sort of sense or purpose of your own life through your own thoughts and actions with your relationship with self. And I've been thinking about that because when things can get crazy and when I can feel really selfish and think that if I just do, perform, if I look a certain way, if I act a certain way, do certain things, even good things, of course I want to be good at my job. Of course I want to show up as my best self. But at the end of the day, it's not what's going to fulfill me. And those things will come and go. I'm sure if humankind's still on this earth hundreds of years from now and people are recording a podcast or whatever version of a podcast we have in the future, they'll be saying the same things about what's come and gone and changed with society since the day I recorded this. But what they won't be saying, or what they will be experiencing, is relationships to self, to God, to others. And so this is just a little reminder, just as much for you as it is for me, that when the world gets crazy and we feel like we can't do enough, we don't have to. We can chill out a little bit. We can refocus and we can repurpose what's really important in life, what's never changed and what never will change. And that is those relationships. And y'all, I'm not trying to sound dark and depressing, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are not guaranteed another day. And personally, I would much rather leave people feeling happy and listened to and understood and comfortable and joyful. I want to build the relationships that I have with these people in my life. I want to talk to God. I want to pray. I want to build my spiritual practice. I want to work on myself, my mental health, my self-talk. All of those things are what's lasting, what matters, not what I checked off my to-do list, not what people think of you on Instagram. And so it's just a little reminder to keep the important things, and to refocus and get down to the relationships and know that it's okay to not be enough because we weren't made to be enough. If we were made to be enough, there would be no need for the relationships that just mentioned, no need for God, no need for help from others. So anyway, I hope that you all have a good week. If this makes sense or resonates with you, please reach out. You can find me on Instagram at @SarahMaloof_. I would love to know your thoughts on this idea of being enough. And if you want to read further, go to SarahMaloof.com. I've written a couple blogs around this topic of being tired and worn out from performance, not feeling like you're enough, not measuring up, and things of that nature. So with that being said, I hope that you all have a beautiful week. We'll be back next week with part two of my Gen Z episode with Bailey Dean. And until then, y'all stay safe. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast. If you liked what you heard and you would like to support me, it would mean so much if you would subscribe to the show, rate and review, and spread the word. Tell your friends, tag me on Instagram, all the things. That really does help me grow and helps me create more content that I can put out for you all.